episode 1134, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a beautiful weekend. I got to tell you, it might be a little echoey in here today because I am on the road and I am looking for love in all the wrong places. Okay, no, that's really a song, but it's something we're diving deep about. You're going to want to stay tuned. It is Relationship Builders Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, coming off of a day of love, how do you feel? Disappointed? Or elated, looking for love in all the wrong places? When you're in relationships, you have expectations, and these expectations come from previous experiences, your initial dating time, and then, of course, your years upon years of marriage. Expectations can benefit a relationship, but it can also do the opposite. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Some would have wanted Valentine's Day, if you haven't figured out that's what we're talking about here. Some would have wanted their day to be all about them. Oh yes, the surprises, the flowers, the maybe the extra small little blue box that comes along with it, maybe dinner, and some even snuggle time at the end of the night. But then there is reality. My Valentine's Day, well, I spent it with boxes and more boxes, followed by a couple sweet texts, picking up the children, taking them to school, activities, homework, and ending it with me cooking in the kitchen for the family. Reality versus expectations. That can really put you in a lot of emotional combats when you look at reality and your expectations. What you are setting yourself up for. Those are your expectations versus what really is going on in what you're seeing, reality. What is supposed to be in marriage and what am I really getting? Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Well, marriage is about love. And this thing that we call love is very complicated. And it's complicated because God created it that way. He really did. He made it for a connection to be supportive and giving and serving someone without the strings, meaning your expectations. Yeah, that's the difference. We throw everything at everybody else based on our own expectations. I know as a perfectionist, it's very challenging to let some of my projects go. Why? Because I know I can do it better. Okay, maybe I can't do it better, but for some things I know I can, but I can't do everything all the time. I try, and even though I try hard, I still can't do it. At some point, we have to let it go. We have to do the same thing in our marriage. We have to let go of our expectations in order for our spouse to rise above. That is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. Let your spouse rise above your expectations. We can be our worst enemy. And it comes down to, honestly, what we think is the right way. And the right way is what? Our expectations. How unfair is that for us to judge others, whether it be our spouse, whether it be our children, whether it be our parents, our grandparents, our coworkers, a stranger? We judge them by what? Our expectations. If we were judged by God by His expectations, where would you fall? That's the whole point. We would fall, wouldn't we? We all fall short. So if we want to build up our marriage, we want to create a foundation, a solid foundation that's built with the heart of Christ, then we have to allow ourselves to give permission to our spouse to rise above our expectations and that's hard to do. So I want to break it down for you. We're going to use the word rise, R-I-S-E. And this is what it's going to look like to rise above your expectations, because that's what you're going to give as a gift to your spouse. And I'm telling you right now, it is not an easy task to do. It takes concentrated effort every single day. And some days I am spot on, and other days I fail so terribly. But I know I'm a work in progress. I'm under construction. We're all under construction. But we also can rise up, and we can help others rise above our own expectations. So let's break it down and see what it looks like. Number one, R, release your spouse from the boundaries, the rules you've set for yourself that you judge others by. Let that sink in for a minute. These rules, these boundaries that you set, it's because you have set them. Now, I'm taking away the idea of, okay, if you're getting a driver's license and you have to drive on the right side of the road, well, at least in the U.S. you do. I know in other countries you drive on the left side of the road, and that gets very confusing. I know. I've been to those countries, and I have to remember what country I'm in, so I'm driving on the correct side of the road. Same goes for marriage. Marriage is not about the right or the wrong, the correct or the wrong, I should say it that way. It's not about right or left. It's about allowing the spouse, your spouse, to rise above. And where we just say, you know what? I am not going to worry about my expectations, because I'm telling you this is how it is. Okay, when you're driving, you got to follow those rules. But in marriage, the rules are different when it comes to, you know, this is how I feel. No, I know your expectations are not set in stone, yet we act like they are. I know I did for many, many, many years. It's my way or the highway. We can't do that. You've got to release your spouse from the boundaries, the rules you've set for yourself that you judge others by. We're very judgmental, aren't we? We are. Stop judging. Release your spouse. And when you do that, number two, it takes you to I. It allows you to ignite your spouse's hopes. Did you know your spouse has hopes and dreams? Sometimes we get caught up in our own hopes and dreams, and we forget that they have some too. Have you asked your spouse lately what their hopes are? What are your hopes, hon? What are your dreams for the future now? It changes. Believe it or not, it's different now than when you first got married, than when you first started dating. Ignite your spouse's hopes. Their hopes are not based on your limitations. But that's what we do, because our limitations, our boundaries, our expectations, we say this is the way. And it's not the way. So release your spouse and then ignite your spouse's hopes. Number three is the S. This one is so important. Well, they're all important. But this is very important too, because it's about strengthening. Strengthen your spouse's heart. When was the last time that you thought about what you've said or what you've done and how it affected your spouse's heart? Not just, they're going to hate me for this in your mind and you just kind of like blow it off. No. It's that bank account, that heart that God gave each of us. And we have these feelings and emotions in there. We're either adding or subtracting. What are you doing for your spouse's heart? Are you strengthening it? That's what you want to do. Love them where they're at. This builds confidence and trust. Something all of us need in a relationship is confidence and trust. So release, ignite, strengthen, and finally, number four, it's the E. You got to elevate your spouse. Lift him up. It's not about just encouraging, going, okay, here, you can just stay right where you are. This is great. You're doing awesome. Pat on the back. No, it's elevating your spouse, taking them higher. Hence, let your spouse rise above you. That is love. What does it look like in your marriage? Have you been knocking down your spouse more than you've been building him up? It's easy to do. We don't mean to do it, but it happens. Maybe this past couple days have been rough on you because you didn't get the Valentine's Day that you really wanted. You were looking for love in all the wrong places. Your own expectations. It's time to get out of that trap. You know that saying that, you know, you stand there in the olden days, you know, in the movies, the quicksand, and they would stand there and all of a sudden the person would be gone in a blink. And we were actually kind of scared of that. Well, our relationships can be that way. When we stand in quicksand, if we don't build a strong foundation, what happens is we are just slowly taking away every single thing that God even gave that individual. We can destroy God's gift to an individual by how we treat them. And if we're constantly tearing them down because we didn't have the best Valentine's Day that we wanted, or because our expectations were that you needed to meet me here because this is how I feel about it. You know, I didn't get any roses on Valentine's Day. In fact, my husband sent me a text and he said, "The only present I have for you is me." And I could have been really upset about that. And you know what? I bet a lot of other women would have been. But we are coming off of a crazy move. We've been separated by distance because he moved south and we were still up north selling our house. It wasn't about going to dinner. It wasn't about being a part of this craziness that society and everybody else says this is how you have to celebrate love. It's about celebrating love as us, how we built it. And I know sometimes it is nice to get those surprises and flowers, but you know, honestly, for me, I like it when it's a total surprise, when it's not because it's a special day. But it's just because. I don't know what your Valentine's Day looked like. I don't know what you're hoping for this weekend when it comes to your spouse. And maybe you're struggling right now in your marriage. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Are you looking and judging your spouse by your expectations? That's something that we really need to seriously have a conversation about. So are you? Because you're truly doing a disservice to your spouse, a gift that God has given you. We forget that our spouses are gifts because they just irk us so badly. They leave the toilet lid up. They put their socks in the wrong places. They leave stuff all over the house. And you're like, just can you just do this one thing for me? And what if we were to reverse it? And they said, could you just do this one thing for me? I don't want to live by your expectations. I want to live by God's expectations. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? You want to build up. It's time to rise up. Maybe you want some help with this. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's not easy being married. It's not. Anybody who says that it is, they are more than fooling themselves. And they're lying. But marriage is a beautiful thing. Relationships, connections, all take work. And it doesn't come easy, but it is so beautiful when each are willing to work together. And yeah, you may be one right now who's trying to work at your own marriage and only you are working for it. And your husband's like, I've just given up. I'm tired. Don't give up. There's always hope. You can be the role model. And when you've got God on your side, nothing is impossible. So stop looking for love in all the wrong places. Drop your expectations and let your spouse rise above you. That is true love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.